There's a new free community event at Adelaide's Pinky Flat this Friday afternoon to celebrate Reconciliation SA's 20th anniversary. There'll be a whole lot of First Nations musos and rappers performing, including the elder vocal group Deadly Nanas. Auntie Pauline Walker is one of the members. She's an elder and language teacher in Murray Bridge, and she joins me now for a chat. Hi there, Auntie Pauline.
Hi.
Your group, I understand, is the embodiment of reconciliation. Can you tell us more about you?
Yes, well, we're a group of 6 Ngadamdiri women and 2 non-Indigenous women who we call our Krinkri Marawa in English. That means white sisters. So, you know, that's a part of our dedication to reconciliation, is having, you know, these women and sharing in our group with our songs as well. So, yeah.
Right. And you're working to restore and retain Ngadamdiri languages through the music,
that's
is that right?
Exactly right, yes. We write songs in English normally, and then we translate them to Ngadamdiri. And a lot of our songs we sing are in English and language, and then some of them are just in Ngadamdiri language.
And what are some of the subject matters?
Our songs, some of them are like a bit of a journey in our life. Some of them probably more for older groups. We sing about some of those tough moments in our life and share our thoughts and feelings about life in general. And then some of the songs are for children and sharing with children. And I guess that one of our most popular songs would be the Deadly Nanas rap, which is basically, you know, saying to kids, listen to your nanas, you know, because we've got something to say. And, yeah, a lot of kids really like that because, you know, it does seem a bit funny that you've got a group of Deadly Nanas and they're doing a bit of a rap. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Oh, that's great. I love the word deadly. That's such a wonderful word.
Well, in English, like a lot of people might think when something's deadly, it means it's dangerous or not good. But in a lot of Aboriginal culture, when something's deadly, it's good.
Mm.
So we call ourselves the Deadly Nanas. And then in Ngadamdiri, we would be the Ngragi Musa.
Very cool. So I bet it's really a wonderful way to convey messages and retain that language, because a lot of those languages are dying, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'd be very aware that right across the nation, you know, people are, you know, there's great endeavour at the moment to revive language. And Ngadamdiri, I believe we're fortunate. We have lots of information around our language. We have recordings, and so I feel like we're in a better place than most people. But yeah, we've got dictionaries, you know, lots of resources to be able to bring that language back.
Murray Bridge Elder Auntie Pauline Walker's with me from the Deadly Nanas ahead of their Reconciliation Week gig in Adelaide on Friday afternoon. Do you think, Pauline, that there should be more Aboriginal languages taught in schools?
Absolutely. The only way for our children, I think, to really become and understand about their identity and culture and who they are as an Aboriginal person, you can't leave language out of that, because they all go hand in hand together. So language is very important to all of us.
Yeah. What value do you think a week like Reconciliation Week brings to the culture and community?
I think it brings great value to our whole community. Before we had these kind of, where we're talking about reconciliation or NAIDOC, there was very little community participation in these things, and there was very little understanding around sharing that with community and people in general. But now, today, it has changed so much, and it brings great value because the more people learn and understand about Aboriginal culture, Aboriginal language, Aboriginal people, the more it breaks down those barriers and, you know, those old, I guess, mindsets about who we are and what we are. I know for myself, when I was young, it wasn't always just being accepted into maybe your local community. You know, people were always very wary of Aboriginal people. But I think that's the value that comes out of these reconciliation weeks and events. You know, people are beginning to understand we're no different. We are just people of a different colour and a different language maybe. But this is our home, this is our land, this is our home, and we want to be able to share it with everyone.
Yeah, there's absolutely a very generous offering of the sharing of culture, which is a great opportunity, especially with beautiful bands like your own, you know, being able to share joy and come together, because it's something that we can all relate to is music and culture. So on Friday, Pinky Flat along the river in Adelaide. So you'll be part of the celebrations.
Yes, that's right.
And can we ever see you in Murray Bridge?
Sorry?
Do you ever perform up in Murray Bridge or in other areas?
We were part of the Fringe in Murray Bridge this year, and most times I think we've been a part of the NAIDOC celebrations in Murray Bridge, and we have sung at the schools, and I think pretty soon we've got a performance coming up at Lerwin at the aged care facility.
Oh,
so
great.
Wherever we're invited, you know, we're more than happy to share our songs and share of ourselves.
Oh, great. Well, my favourite listener is 97-year-old Shirley. She's the queen of Lerwin, so you'll have to say good day to her, because she always joins us for a joke every Friday and is much loved in the Lerwin nursing home. So you'll have to do a little shout-out for her.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, all the best, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Yep, I'm really happy to share that. Yeah, thank you for having us.